recent survey among young people showed that most of them saw God as someone who was there to help them when they needed something. So tell me, where does your kingdom come, your will be done, fit with that exactly? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and it's great to be with you again. Today we're going to take a look at prayer, your prayer, from a different perspective. And do stick with me, because very soon I'll be telling you about my latest life application booklet. It's called Love Is, and I'd love to send you a free copy to help you experience God's love and share God's love. Kingdom come is one of those common expressions that gets bandied around from time to time. I'm not sure exactly what it's supposed to mean. I guess it's kind of used to mean something a long way in the future. But you know, for Jesus, it had a very special meaning. And when he used the term, he wasn't talking about a long way in the future. He was talking about here and now. A kingdom is the rule or the reign of a king. And Jesus used this term, kingdom come, specifically when he was teaching people to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. We pretty well all know these words, but it's easy to gloss over them. Here's Jesus teaching people to pray, and he says, your kingdom come. So what exactly did he mean? In a democracy, the reign or the rule of a leader of a country is established through an election. The people decide. They go and vote, they choose a party or they choose a president or whatever it is, and they vote him or her into office. In a dictatorship, power is often taken and held by force. You don't have to look very far to see that that's still happening around the world. And in the kingdoms of old, they sometimes were established through conquest, other times through family succession. Irrespective of the model, the notion of a kingdom is about the exercising of authority. We all have to submit to authority, to governments, to leaders, to laws. And the most powerful form of that is a democracy. Why? Well, it may not be perfect, but it's where the people get to choose. People go to an election, they go into a polling booth, they cast their vote, they elect a government. And they invite that government to exercise authority over the country. It's a personal mandate to lead and to rule. So what's that got to do with this kingdom come thing? And what's more, what's it got to do with the power of prayer, which is what we're talking about this week on the program? Yesterday on the program, we started, I guess, looking our way through how Jesus taught the disciples to pray through what we commonly refer to as the Lord's Prayer. And it begins, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name." It's about worshipping God first, is how Jesus taught to pray. Not about me, it's not about you, it's not about us in the center of the universe. Jesus taught people to pray by saying prayer is about God first. Now, have a listen to that verse plus the second verse. "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Prayer is not just about worshipping God. It's an invitation for his will to be done in our lives, for his kingdom to reign in our lives. The first verse, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name," is about worshipping God. It's about losing ourselves in God, about adoring him. And that's awesome, because you know what it does? It gets the focus off us and onto him. The second verse, "Your kingdom come, your will be done," is kind of, well, now that I've lost myself in you, Lord, come and reign in my heart. Be my king. That's what Jesus meant by your kingdom come. The reign, the rule, the kingship of God in our hearts. It's an invitation for God to rule. It's an invitation for Jesus to be our Lord. And it's a powerful invitation. God, I just don't want to worship you now. I want to live out that worship. I want your kingdom to come in me, in those around me, in every situation and circumstance and trial and temptation. Every time I want to act up or criticize or malign or argue or be dishonest, Lord, I want to hallow your name. I want your kingdom to come. In fact, I want your will to be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Not my will, not me, no, your will. you. I think so often we can skim over these words, your kingdom come, because a lot of people know the Lord's Prayer really well. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done. And people sort of say it casually and skim over what this really means. And sometimes when we pray this, I think we hope that God's kingdom comes in someone else's life, in that person. They definitely need it. In fact, God, that one over there too, and that one over yonder there too. If only God's kingdom would come into their lives, God, they'd get sorted out and my life would be much better. See what we do? We put me back in the center of the universe again. No, God's kingdom coming is seeing his will being done, including in me, including when it's not particularly convenient, including when it hurts, including when I'd rather have my life on a padded sofa than on a hard cross. The power of prayer that Jesus is teaching us here is that it's not about me. It's about him. And if we want power in our prayer, that's where it comes from laying our lives down. Why is there such power in this prayer? Because it's about you and me surrendering ourselves to God's will. So many people are trying to be their own God or to reconstruct God in their own image, and they're wondering why it's such hard work. They're wondering why it never meets their expectations. They're wondering why they don't have any power in their prayer. Your kingdom come is you and me resigning from the position of God or dictator in our lives and inviting God, his kingship and his rule into that place. Jesus said, you try and save your life and you'll lose it. But if you lay down your life, if you lose your life for my sake, then and only then will you find it. Your kingdom come is putting God in the driver's seat of our lives. Your kingdom come is saying, I want to live life your way, Lord, no matter what. Your kingdom come is the practical laying down of our lives at his feet, no matter how much it hurts, no matter how much people laugh at us, no matter how much we'd rather go our own way. The power of the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray was putting God first, not ourselves. And you know, when we live out your kingdom come, your will be done, we end up stop trying to control everything and instead we hand it over to him. And we begin to experience the power of prayer in our lives. Now, I was able to achieve some things in my life before I did this your kingdom come thing. Can I tell you something honestly? I've achieved immeasurably more after than before, because I'm living in his power and his strength, not mine. And not only have I been able to achieve more, but I've been doing it with a peace and a joy and a holy ease that I just never had before. Your kingdom come, your will be done here on earth, here in my life, just as it is in heaven. What a powerful prayer. Say, is what makes the world go round. Fair enough. But sometimes we don't feel loved, and sometimes we struggle to share love with those around us. It's not easy. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of my latest booklet, Love Is. And with the life application questions at the end of each chapter, you'll be able to chew things over, to really apply God's word right into the realities of your life. Because God's word, man, it is alive and active, amen? So I'm praying that through this simple booklet, he'll help you experience his love and share his love. You can request your free copy right now at christianityworks.com. You'll see that offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Just click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. The web address again is christianityworks.com. Hey, thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.